If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Doctors and nurses tout COVID vaccine.
The vaccine is safe. It should be taken by everyone who can get it.
California crisis.
We just had to order 5,000 additional body bags.
Snowstorm aims at Northeast.
People need to take it seriously. You need to be ready for a disruptive storm.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Day by day, the COVID vaccine rollout spreads to hospitals all over the country. A second vaccine could get emergency use approval by the end of the week. It comes as just over 200,000 new virus cases were recorded yesterday and close to 3,000 deaths. On CBS This Morning, Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's important people embrace the vaccine.
When you reach a certain percentage of the population to get vaccinated, you're going to really have an important and profound impact on the dynamics of the outbreak.
It's a dire situation in California with hospital ICUs full or close to it. The governor wants 60 more mobile morgues on standby, and thousands more body bags are being brought in as the state records more than 30,000 new cases every day. CBS's David Begno is at the UC Davis Medical Center.
They're vaccinating people right now. That's how aggressive they're being. But you know what's happening just next door in the emergency department? They are dealing with what was described to us as a mountain of COVID-19 disease. I mean, the differences could not be more stark. You have the hope happening right here with the vaccine. And in other parts of the state, Central and Southern California, nearly 98% of ICU beds are full this morning.
The pandemic has never been worse here.
Dr. Nate Cooperman runs the ER here. And yesterday,
I've never been so excited to get an immunization in my life.
He was one of the first 300 frontline workers to receive that Pfizer vaccine.
With this immunization, I now know that I will not die from this disease.
On Capitol Hill, CBS's Nancy Cordes has the latest on the effort to hammer out a virus aid bill.
All of those leaders left the meeting saying they're getting closer, they're making progress, they're exchanging numbers, and they're going to meet again today. Here's another positive sign. The Senate's Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, told us yesterday Congress will not leave town for the holidays without a deal. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said the same thing, an indication that they both now believe that an agreement is within reach. And the deal would likely include a combination of things, a renewal of federal unemployment insurance, another round of loans and grants for small businesses, rental assistance and food assistance for struggling families.
Well, the East Coast is bracing for a powerful winter storm. Eric Summers, who lives outside Philadelphia, says it's been a while.
Last time I seen some snow was like 2018. Significant snow. Yeah, so I'm just preparing for it.
Forecast snow totals range from 6 inches to 2 feet. In New York City, Acting Sanitation Commissioner Ed Grayson says plows are going to have to negotiate streets where restaurants set up for outdoor dining because of COVID restrictions.
What we did throughout the off-season was we looked at where the restaurants were. We went out and did site inspections to look for roadway widths. And we've adjusted our routes so that we can have smaller pieces service the areas where it is tighter.
In Connecticut, 100 people who'd be operating plows are out sick with the coronavirus. It was back on the campaign trail for President-elect Joe Biden. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says he went to Georgia to back the Democrats in next month's Senate runoffs.
The reality is the Senate Republican majority stands in the way of the Biden agenda. And that's what brought the president-elect to Georgia.
I need two senators from this state. I want to get something done.
A win by Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock in January would give Democrats Senate control. And so Mr. Biden went after their Republican opponents, Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, for supporting the GOP legal fight that tried overturning the election results in Georgia and other battleground states.
They fully embraced nullifying nearly 5 million Georgia votes.
Mr. Biden's going to nominate Pete Buttigieg to be his transportation secretary and former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm to be energy secretary. 18 years ago, teenager Mayan Burrell was sent to prison for life in Minnesota for the death of a young girl who was killed by a stray bullet. Now he's free after a pardons board commuted his sentence.
I can't even explain my gratitude. All my supporters, I love y'all, man. Y'all take care. And y'all keep on pushing, man. We fighting for this justice. It's too much injustice going on.
Burrell's case drew new attention when police flaws were found in the investigation. He has always maintained his innocence. The mayor of Dodge City, Kansas, has resigned after getting threats for pushing a mask mandate. Joyce Warshaw says she loves where she lives, but she says society is unpredictable at this point. Hard to predict what might happen when you send a package off. Correspondent Janet Shamlian tells us with 9 days till Christmas and a pandemic raging, the shipping industry is reeling.
The volume of packages being shipped is unprecedented. That's put a tremendous strain on the Postal Service, FedEx, and UPS. And it's coming at the same time the vaccine is being shipped and a winter storm is forecast for much of the East Coast. FedEx and UPS are not picking up extra packages beyond what they've already agreed to for some retailers. And that's sent a crush of items through the post office. The Postal Service tells CBS News it does have workers out with COVID, and they're working to address the issues.
Caught on tape, a Hollywood star's rant over COVID rules violations.
Tom Cruise took matters into his own hands when he spotted crew members breaking social distancing rules on the set of his Mission Impossible 7.
I'm on the phone with every studio at night.
Audio released to the Sun tabloid captures the actor flying into a rage at Warner Brothers Studios in the UK.
I don't ever want to see it again, ever. And if you don't do it, you're fired.
The latest Mission movie was hit with COVID-related delays during filming in Italy. Cruise paid more than $500,000 for an old cruise ship so cast and crew could isolate in England. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Dale McLaughlin crossed the Irish Sea on a jet ski to see his girlfriend. Bad weather made the 40-minute trip from Scotland to the Isle of Man more like 4 hours. Then he had to walk 15 miles. He made it, but was then arrested for violating COVID restrictions. He'll have to spend 4 weeks in jail. The largest online retailer is in the crosshairs of a new environmental report.
Studies show 11% of all plastic waste ends up in the ocean. And a new study by Oceana calculates that means more than 22 pounds of Amazon plastic packaging. And that doesn't include packaging for manufacturers. Amazon claims they use a quarter of the study estimates, which is still a lot and troubling. The company claims they are making efforts to reduce their use of plastic. More than 660,000 people have signed a change.org petition asking that Amazon offer plastic-free packaging options. Lilia Luciano, CBS News.
Then there's the former wife of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. Mackenzie Scott says she's given away more than $4 billion during the pandemic to hundreds of organizations, part of a giving pledge. The Seattle Times reports she used a data-driven approach to find the most need. That's the Wednesday World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.